This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's top security agency says a reporter from the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on spying charges. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamis.
Russia's Federal Security Service has said that Evan Gerskovich has been detained in a city in the Ural Mountains while allegedly trying to obtain classified information. Gerskovich is the first reporter for an American news outlet to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. Gerskovich covers Russia and Ukraine as a correspondent in the Wall Street Journal's Moscow bureau. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said on Thursday that the public would have an opportunity to verify Moscow's claims that the U.S. reporter had been engaged in activities unrelated to journalism. A Moscow court ruled earlier that Gerskovich would be detained for nearly 2 months. Experts on nuclear security policy and weapons proliferation were contacted by suspected North Korean hackers posing as journalists from The Voice of America. A report issued by a U.S.-based cybersecurity firm says the online spies were attempting to gather intelligence about the attitude of international officials toward the government of Kim Jong-un. It is the latest known attempt in recent months by the cyber espionage group known as APT-43. A cybersecurity analyst told VOA on Wednesday that at least 7 journalists from 5 news organizations were impersonated by someone with APT-43. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Hungary gave its approval to Finland Monday, leaving only Turkey remaining in the process. This is VOA News. The sounds of police using tear gas on protesters in Kenya. In a third round of demonstrations, Kenyans took to the streets of Nairobi on Thursday to participate in anti-government protests, which led to confrontations with police. The clashes came as authorities warned no more violent protest would be tolerated. Led by opposition leaders, protesters in Mathare, one of the poorest areas of the capital, hurled stones at the police as they chanted against the government. This woman says they support the protests. They want to see a reduction in the cost of living. A military spokesperson says 9 people were killed in a crash involving 2 Army Black Hawk helicopters in the U.S. state of Kentucky. The Fort Campbell spokesperson said Thursday morning that the deaths happened the previous night in southwestern Kentucky during a routine training mission. A statement from Fort Campbell says the 2 Black Hawk helicopters crashed around 10 p.m. Wednesday. The crash is under investigation. South Africa's Central Bank raised its main lending rate by a higher than expected 50 base points to 7.75% in a decision announced Thursday. Julian Satterwhite reports for Reuters.
South Africa's economy has been battered by rolling power cuts. Last month then saw consumer inflation edge up to 7%, suggesting the energy shortages may be fueling price pressures. On Thursday, the next consequence arrived. South Africa's central bank lifted rates by 0.5 percentage point. That was double the increase forecast by economists and took the benchmark to 7.75%. It was its 9th rise in a row, and the bank has now added a total 4.25 percentage points to the repo rate. Governor Lesetša Kanyako said electricity, fuel and food prices were the main drivers behind inflation, and he said the prospects for growth looked more uncertain than ever.
That was Julian Satterwhite reporting. Pope Francis's health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection, and he's resumed working while treatment continues, the Vatican said on Thursday. The Pope was taken to the hospital on Wednesday after complaining of breathing difficulties, raising fresh concerns over the health of the pontiff, who suffers from a number of ailments. The Vatican said the 86-year-old pontiff was taken to the hospital Wednesday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. The Vatican says he'll be hospitalized for several days. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.